T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Brian, obviously the coronavirus pandemic has been going on for a few weeks now, and markets are busier than ever, but at the same time, it's such an interesting time. How are you guys holding up over at Market in the Square?
It's getting relatively back to normal. We're maybe a little above normal. We had the big panic buying weeks, if you will, and it's quieted down considerably from that point.
Would you say there's still a lot of people, though, who are trying to go in, get the major supplies that they need, like the hand sanitizers and whatnot?
Yeah, definitely they're looking for hand sanitizers, they're looking for bath tissue, you know, looking for paper towels. You know, we have been on allocation from our wholesalers. So if they get it, we get it, but we don't get anywhere near enough to supply the demand.
Do you think that the demand for it is going to go down anytime soon for as long as this pandemic is going on? Or do you think shoppers are trying to, I don't want to necessarily use the word hoard, but do you think that they're really gearing to get as much of that stuff as possible?
I think, I don't think it'll be hoarding as much as, you know, they're kind of come to the realization that, you know, it's not as bad as everybody thought it was going to be as far as, they're not going to be needing food for years. You know, it's going to be a matter of a week or so, and hopefully it'll be, some of the restrictions will be taken off. But I don't think they're going to be hoarding. I think they realize that, you know, they probably have enough stuff, the ones that were lucky enough to get it in the first place. If we get any in, you know, we have to limit it because, we want to avoid the hoarding type thing. But, the issue is we cannot get our hands on enough.
And that's not a problem that's unique to you. That's basically all grocery stores are dealing with that problem, right?
Right. The manufacturers, you know, they've altered what they're manufacturing. They're like a Procter & Gamble would be just producing like the hand wipes, or the Clorox wipes, Clorox bleach, hand sanitizers, that type of thing. A lot of the peripheral stuff like air fresheners and, you know, the like, they're not producing right now, so they can get the supply chain back up to decent levels.
Now, earlier you had mentioned that you're basically getting it directly from wholesalers right now. Is that a difference than what you used to do as the norm? How are you trying to keep up with the demand for it?
No, we're dealing with CNS Wholesale, and, you know, basically every wholesaler in the country is in the same predicament. They're on allocation from the manufacturer, so nothing has changed as far as our supply chain is concerned, but, you know, our wholesaler has been out because the manufacturers have been out.
All right, Brian, anything else you want people to know about the current supplies that you got over there at Market in the Square?
Well, we've been lucky because we've had enough fresh meat, and we've had enough fresh produce. So our produce and meat departments, I understood that, you know, some of our competitors were out of meat and were very late on produce. But as far as that's concerned, like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but maybe you could clean it up, you know. But as an independent, we have a couple advantages. We're kind of locked into one grocery wholesaler, if you will, where we get all our grocery supplies. But as far as perishables and things, we probably have 6 or 7 meat vendors that we deal with. And we probably have 4 or 5 produce vendors that we deal with, so that, you know, we're constantly looking for through that group of suppliers that we have access to see what they have and what we can procure from them. So we're not limited as far as our fresh meat and produce just to our grocery wholesaler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.